Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes and my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, so full of virtuous works, and she's such a virtuous woman, doing good works, a great missionary for the Lord. Amen. Being a blessing to people. Praise God. I'm telling you, I'm proud of my wife, Missionary Velvet. I'm proud of her so much. Hopefully, she'll be back in the amen on the broadcast during the month of September. Praise God. Amen. I know y'all love to hear her on the broadcast. Praise the Lord. Amen. But it's a blessing being able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life, to turn your life around. Make your future brighter than your past. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We've had some wonderful services in them jails and prisons in time past. And we are gearing up to go into the jails and prisons again. Praise God. The local jails, amen, to preach the word of God to the prisoners. Amen. And go back into the federal prisons and amen to the prisons to preach the word of God to those that's incarcerated. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Even after we coming out of the coronavirus. Praise God. Amen. We're still on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. Praise God. Even through the coronavirus, even up to now. Praise the Lord. Amen. We got this powerful message talking about repentance and turn. True repentance. Praise God. Call a neighbor and a friend, those of you in the free world. Let them know the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry broadcast on the air. Amen. Let them stay tuned for the continuation of the message. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate tune in today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, praise God, I love her so much. Praise God. Hopefully she'll be back in the month of September to read the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. But we want to talk about, amen, Jesus. Praise God. Because I'm a Jesus man. I promote Jesus. And I want to let you know, in order to go to heaven, you must go through Jesus. Because he is the door. He is the way. Amen. You cannot go to heaven ignoring Jesus. That's the truth. You cannot make it to heaven ignoring Jesus. So many people talk about God, but they leave out Jesus. I want to let you know, Jesus is your answer. He's your way out. There's power in the name of Jesus. Praise God. There's power in the name of Jesus to deliver people from sin, to heal your sick body. Praise God. Amen. And people need to understand and know that. Praise the Lord. Repentance is to pray and ask the Lord, I'm a sinner. Confess your sins to the Lord. Confess it. Admit to God you are a sinner. Say, Lord, you forgive me of my sin. Lord, I won't sin anymore. You got to make that vow to God. Don't let the devil chicken you out. Don't let him scare you out. Make that vow to the Lord. Lord, if you forgive me of my sin, I won't sin anymore. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Them old saints who sing a song, I made a vow to the Lord and I will not take it back. I made a holy vow and I will not take it back. We need to make that vow to the Lord and stick to that vow. Praise God. Amen. We talked about water baptism. Water baptism is a testimony that you were putting down the old life and picking up the new. It's not, amen, something that you just get wet. So many Christians just get wet. You go in a dry sauna and come out a wet one. That means your water baptism is no good. You need to go back and get it again. Praise God. But if that is if you keep on sinning. Because water baptism is a testimony that you're putting down the old and picking up the new. It's a physical washing of the body. That's what it is. Praise God. Amen. Testifying unto God. Testifying to the world that I'm changing my way of living. The old life I used to live, I'm not going to do that way no more. So many Christians say, get in the altar, in the prayer line, to pray the sinner's prayer of repentance. And they go back and sin again. Amen. But I'm telling you, that if you pray the prayer of repentance in this line, and got baptized in water, and go back and sin again, your baptism is no good. I'm telling you, you need to go back and get it again. You heard me? Because water baptism is a testimony that you're putting down the old and picking up the new. Amen. How is it? Now, how can your water baptism be a testimony to you that you're putting down the old and you're still doing the old ways? Huh? Now, amen, if people want to argue with me, what is water baptism then? If it's not a testimony that you're putting down the old and picking up the new, what you want to be baptized for? Just go through the form of it? Some people just go through it because it's just a tradition. Amen. Everybody else do it. I mean, I do it too.
Yeah.
But I will let you know what we do supposed to be part of your salvation. You heard me? Praise God. Water baptism is a testimony that you're getting rid of the old life and you're moving on to the new. You heard me? Praise God. Now, if you're not getting it done that way, then you need to go back to the altar and get saved and repent of your sins and turn from your sins and seek the Lord. Amen. And so you can be baptized to tell that world, goodbye, world, I'm gone. If the Holy Ghost and fire ever leave me on, goodbye, world, I'm gone. I'm telling you, you got to make up your mind you want going all the way with the Lord. You want to stop playing games. Stop playing church. Too many Christians are playing church. Going to church. Pretending they're a Christian. Preachers are playing church. And pretending they are preachers. And then sinning, doing wrong. You can't go to heaven being a hypocrite. We just got, amen, we just were preaching about that the other month, talking about a true saint and a hypocrite. You can't go to heaven being a hypocrite, but you got to be born again. You hear me? When Jesus comes inside of you, he changes your life, changes your inside. Now, if your life haven't changed, then you are not ready for heaven. Because if people commit sin, the devil is in your heart. I'm telling you, praise God. And people need to understand, know that. Jesus come to take sin out the sinner. And when Jesus takes sin out the sinner, he will wash you and clean you up. Make you a child of God. Make you a new creature in Christ Jesus. And Jesus will put his life on the inside so that you can be born again. Praise the Lord. Born again. I'm telling you, praise God. Repentance is to turn from sin. So many people saying, Lord, forgive me, but they don't never turn. If you don't turn from your sin, you're not truly repentant. But you got to turn from your sins. Amen. You got to turn. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Repentance is turn. Repent and be converted. Turn from your sins. Ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. You won't do it no more. And sing that song, goodbye world, I'm gone. Goodbye world, I'm gone. If the Holy Ghost and fire ever leap beyond, goodbye world, I'm gone. Tell my friends I'm gone. I'm telling you, my drinking buddies, my smoking buddies, my drug buddies. I'm telling you, I'm gone. Amen. I'm getting ready to follow Jesus. Praise the Lord. Get with the holy people. Praise God. Hey, man, it's time for a change. It's time for a change. We're going to continue with the message. Let's hear a song of inspiration. Praise the Lord. Amen. Marlon Verver and Broken Heart. Amen. They sing a song. Praise God. About again and again. Praise God. Amen. Let's hear that song from them for a song of inspiration. Then we're going to move on to our message for today. Praise God. Amen. Thank God, amen. Praise the Lord for that song of inspiration. Praise the Lord. Amen. And now we're going to get ready to go into our message for today. Amen. Let's go to Isaiah 44 and 22. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 44 and 22. Amen. And it says in Isaiah 44 and 22, I have blotted out as a thick cloud, amen, thy transgressions, and as a cloud, thy sins. Return unto me. I have redeemed thee. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, God was talking to Israel, letting them know that the Lord will forgive them of their sins if they repent. The Lord is full of mercy. Jesus brought mercy. Yes, he did. He brought mercy, giving us a chance to get ourselves right with the Lord. Yes. Every time you see a new day, that's mercy. Anytime you can breathe another breath from God, that's mercy. The Lord is giving you a chance to get yourself right. There's no excuse for people not to get themselves right with the Lord. No excuse. That's the reason why people sing that song. If you die, your soul be lost. It's nobody's fault but your own. Because the Lord give people plenty of time to get themselves right with him. You have plenty of time. Look at all the time people have wasted it. Sitting at home, won't go to church. People busy, sitting around, ain't got nothing to do, but he won't go to church. Don't have time to do nothing for their soul. Busy playing card games. Busy watching ball games. Busy doing other things. But don't have no time to work on their soul. Amen. I'm telling you. It's held against you. Yes, it is. It's held against you. Anytime you refuse to repent of your sins. You refuse to give up the world. You refuse to turn from your sins. It's counted against you. Yes, it is. I'm telling you. And if people die and their soul be lost, it's nobody's fault but their own. Nobody's fault but their own. Because the Lord give people time. So the Lord is saying that he will wipe away your sins if you repent. Because your sins are like a thick cloud. Your, amen, transgressions are like a thick cloud. That's the reason why you can't get a prayer through. Because your sins blocks the way. The only prayer that God will hear from a sinner is a prayer of repentance. You got to first get rid of that black cloud. Get rid of that cloud that's between you and God. How is it that you expect to go to heaven if you got a cloud in the way? I'm telling you. That's a question, people. That's the reason why we need to look at ourselves. So many Christians feel like they can't live free from sin. I got a question for you. How can you enter into heaven with a cloud all in the way? How can you do it? Amen. It's time out for playing church, people. Time out for playing church, preachers. We need to get sanctified. It's time to get sanctified through the blood of Jesus. Get rid of that thick cloud. Get rid of that cloud that's in the way. Praise God. When you repent, saying, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Lord, if you forgive me of my sin, I won't sin anymore. And godly sorrow strike your heart. You pray that prayer until the Lord lift that thick cloud. That thick cloud of guilt. Lift that cloud of guilt off of you. Praise God. Once he moves that cloud of guilt, you're going to feel good. Yes, you will feel good. Because the Lord done heard your prayer. Praise God. And now you are forgiven of your sins. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. How many of y'all going to pray until that thick cloud be moved? I'm telling you. Amen. And once that thick cloud be moved, then you're ready to move on with your salvation. Be baptized in the water. Praise God. As a testimony that you're putting down the old and picking up the new. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. Go to Calvary. Let him breathe in your soul. Get that blood bath. Praise God. Let him wash you in the blood. Make you clean. Praise God. Root out that old Adam nature of sin. Place in you a brand new nature. Nature of Christ. That don't want to sin. Praise God. Amen. Baptize you and fill you with the precious Holy Ghost and that with fire. Amen. Praise the Lord. With the speaking in tongue. I'm telling you. Praise God. Amen. Now. Amen. People need to take time and repent. So many people are too lazy to pray. Now, how in the world are you going to get saved if you're too lazy to get on your knees and talk to the Lord? They want things instant. We live in a world now, things are instant. People don't hardly take time to cook like talking about. You got instant potatoes. Instant pancakes. Things are just instant. You don't have time to cook. Just stick it in the oven. Amen, whatever. And then it's ready. But salvation is not instant. You got to work this thing out. People say, well, it's a gift. The thing I'm going to let you know, Jesus gave his life. That's the gift. But in order to receive that gift, you got to pray. You heard me? Revelation 3:20, Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, open the door. Now, let you know, you got to do something yourself. You got to open the door. He's not going to force his way in on you. He's not going to do it. You got to invite him in. When you repent and ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins, you won't sin anymore. That's opening the door. That's allowing him to come in. I'm telling you. Praise God. When you pray and ask the Lord to sanctify you through the blood, that's opening the door. Allowing him to come in. I'm telling you. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord will blot out your transgression. He will move that thick cloud of guilt, that thick cloud of sin off of you, and will sanctify you through the blood. Yes, he will. Praise God. Amen. Cause you to be boned again. Yes, he will. Praise God. Amen. And then you'll be ready to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and that with fire. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. It's time to take time to work your salvation out. You just can't just jump in here and get it. You got to work it out. You got to pray. Amen. Pray until you pray through. How many Christians done prayed until they prayed through? Huh? Or you just got it instant. And then when you get that instant stuff, then you get, amen, you feel good while you're there. And then when you leave, the devil jumps on you. Huh? Amen. You can't get saved. You can't go to heaven like that. But when you pray and work it out, then you'll be able to get something you can live right, live saved, and be saved when you leave the church. when you're at home, when the devil is raging, you got something to be able to stand because you done prayed your way through. And that's what people need to know. Too many hypocrites out there because folk want stuff instant. Too many hypocrites. Praise God. But the Lord wants somebody that's real. Preachers, too many hypocrites, preachers. Hypocrite preachers. God wants somebody that's real. You heard me? Praise the Lord. You can't go to heaven being a hypocrite. Praise God. I'm telling you, doing things you know is wrong. Talking about God is a forgiving God. Shame on you. Praise the Lord. The Lord wants people to stop sinning. You heard me? Stop sinning. You can't go to heaven being a hypocrite. Praise God. I'm telling you. But you got to be real for the Lord. You got to be real for God. Amen. Be real for the Lord. Amen. Because, amen, people that work iniquity is cast into the lake of fire. I'm telling you. Iniquity is hidden sin. So many people before man, they look good. Like they are saint. Like they are Christian. But if you dig behind in closed doors, you find skeletons in the closet. You hear me? But I will let you know, when Christ come in you, you will be honest. Even behind closed doors, you will be honest. You won't be committing adultery behind closed doors. You won't be committing fornication behind closed doors. And try to keep it hid from the preacher. Keep it hid from the pastor. Keep it hid from a man. But you will live right behind closed doors. Because the unseen eyes of God is watching you. He hears all we say. And sees all we do. And nothing hid from his eyes. Live right before God, unseen eyes. Praise the Lord. If you want to make it to heaven. Praise God. Amen. Now I know I'm a thunder and lightning preacher. I preach the strong gospel. Praise God. Because amen, it takes holiness to make it into the kingdom. We're going to get ready for the prayer of faith. We're going to continue on the next series of broadcasts. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message we've been preaching about true repentance. Lord, look on people with mercy, those that's in sin. Let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over. With the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, I want you to go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them. Let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, I won't sin anymore. Let the people in the street pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Lord, I won't sin anymore. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, save the people before it to be too late. Let the preachers get saved so they can start preaching this word like it's supposed to. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. Those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website. Heaven Bound Train website, full of inspirational preaching. Our broadcasts on there. Other holiness preachers on there. I'm telling you, that website is full of information for your spiritual growth. Just click on the Heaven Bound Train website and be blessed. Children can click on the activity page. Be blessed with the many activities on there for children. Cartoons. Bible cartoons. I'm telling you, Adventures in Honesty. Yeah, I mean Bible puzzle. Links to Bible games. All that's on the Heaven Bound Train website. I'm telling you, you can be blessed. Praise God. Those of you that's incarcerated, write us for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. Spanish-speaking immigrants, write for Spanish material. Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. Praise God. Amen. It's a pleasure being able to come into your homes and prisons, jails, wherever you are, to bring to you this great gospel of Jesus Christ. Those of you that love in the free world, that love this ministry, write us, send us offers of support, saying, Chaplain Holmes, we love you. Praise God. I'm telling you, and send us offers of support. It'd be greatly appreciated, and you'll be blessed for supporting this ministry. praise God. To this broadcast, this chapter, William Holmes, amen, saying, I'm a Jesus man. I'm a Bible man and a Jesus man. If Jesus should come back for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you. I love you. Yes, I do. Missionary Valley loves you too. He loves all our supporters out there that love this ministry, that love this broadcast. Praise God. I'll tell you, we love you. And those of you that, amen, praise God, that, amen, upset, we pray for you that you may get it like the Bible said. So you fall in love with Jesus. Because we love Jesus. We love you too. Hallelujah. Praise God. May God bless you this week for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry Broadcast. God bless you. Praise God.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.